With so much of the Russian military at war, this was a scaled-down Victory Day parade. At least 20,000 Russian soldiers, mercenaries and volunteers have been killed since Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine 15 months ago. That figure is from independent monitoring groups counting each reported death. The real figure may be much higher. President Vladimir Putin says Russians are in a sacred fight against the West, which wants to carve up their territory.
The Western globalist elites still preach about their exceptionalism. They are pitting people against each other and dividing society, provoking bloody conflicts and coups, sowing hatred, Russophobia, aggressive nationalism, destroying the traditional family values that make people people.
Putin casts the invasion of Ukraine as a defensive move, saying the expansion of NATO to its borders is a security threat. For Kyiv and its allies, Moscow is waging an unprovoked war of aggression to seize land.
Unbounded ambitions, arrogance, and permissiveness inevitably lead to tragedy. This is precisely the reason for the catastrophe that the Ukrainian people are currently experiencing. They have become hostages of coup d'etat and the criminal regime of the Western masters who took hold in its place, a bargaining chip in the execution of their cruel, self-serving plans.
There were no Western leaders at Tuesday's parade in Moscow and no traditional flyover of military jets. In other cities, parades were cancelled or reduced in size due to security concerns and a shortage of troops and arms at the front lines. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera.